Welcome to Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Singing and Other Sins is the only radio program in the world that focuses on art song, that fascinating assemblage of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano accompaniment. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll focus on the music of Benjamin Britten in celebration of his birthday, the 22nd of November, 1913. We can celebrate his birthday and observe the day Saint Celia, the patron saint of music. And it may be useful to recall the saint, for we'll hear two of Benjamin Britten's canticles, which are vocal works that include an element of spirituality, if not really liturgy or religion. Okay, here's the definition of a canticle that will fit all five of those of Britten. It is an extended setting of a single poem on a subject of spiritual significance. More than half of the works of Benjamin Britten are settings of words, whether operas, choral pieces, or songs and song cycles. He was primarily a pianist, as you'll hear in the first canticle, but his affinity for the voice and his awareness of the expressive power of sung words innate. Let me tell you how he came to write the first canticle. Britten and his partner, tenor Peter Pears, left England for America when World War II began. They had long been pacifists, and they thought they could escape the war atmosphere by living in the States. They returned during the war when they felt their love and longing for England. By the end of the war, Benjamin Britten had written his famous opera, Peter Grimes. As soon as peace broke out, he toured the ruins of Germany as the piano accompanist for violinist Yehudi Menuhin. They felt deeply the horrors of war, but they were accepted by the German audience for exactly what they wanted to provide, music as solace, its beauty far more outlasting than hate. A few years after Britten returned, the Reverend Dick Shepherd died. He had been the founder of the Peace Pledge Union, the same group that held the pacifist loyalties of Benjamin Britten and Peter Pears. In his memory, Britten chose a poem by Francis Quarles, who lived in the 1600s. Quarles had been inspired by a quotation from the Song of Solomon to write, "My beloved is mine, and I am his." Using quasi-erotic imagery, the soul speaks of its relationship with God. Called My Beloved is Mine, let's hear a performance of the first canticle of Benjamin Britten.
So he is mine. and after long pursuit, him so we joined. We both became entire. No need for either to renew a suit, for I was black and he was flames of fire. Our firm united souls did more than twine. So I my best beloved am, so he's mine. Before those glittering monarchs that command the servile quarters of this earthly ball, should tender in exchange their shares of land, I would not change my fortunes for them all. Their wealth is but a counter to my coin. The world's but theirs, but my beloved's mine. No time, no place, no chance, no death can bow my least desires, can bow my least desires unto the least remove. No time, no place, no chance, no death, no time, no place, no chance, no death can bow my least desires unto the least remove. He's firmly mine by oath, I his by vow, he's mine by faith, and I am his by love. He's mine by water, I am his by wine. But I, my best beloved, am. Thus he is mine, thus he is mine. My altar, I his holy place. I am his guest, and he my living food. I'm his by penitence, by grace. I'm his by purchase, he's mine by blood. He's my supporting elm, and I his vine. Thus I my best beloved am, thus he is mine. He gives me wealth, I give him all my vows, I give him song. His temples with a crown of
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins and a birthday celebration for Benjamin Britten, who wrote the canticle we just heard. Ian Bostridge was the tenor and Julius Drake the pianist. The first canticle, written in 1947, was also recorded by its creators, tenor Peter Pears and the composer Benjamin Britten playing piano. So please sit back for the next 7 minutes and enjoy My Beloved Is Mine and I Am His.
In like to little bank divided blooms that wash the pebbles with having ranged and searched a thousand nooks, meet both at length at silver-breasted Thames, where in a greater current they conjoin. So I, my best beloveds am, so is mine. In so we met, and after long pursuit, in so we joined, we both became entangled.
If all those glittering monarchs that command the servile quarters of this earthly bowl should tender in exchange their shares of land, I would not change my fortunes for them all. Their wealth is but a counter to my coin. The world's but theirs. Can bow my least desires, can bow my least desires, and to the least remove. No time, no place, no chance for day. No time, no place, no chance for day. Can bow my least desires, and to the least remove. He's firmly mine by oath, I his by vow. He's mine by faith, and I am his by love. He's mine by water, I am his by wine. Thus I, my best beloved, am. Thus he is mine. Thus he is
my altar, I his holy place. I am his guest, and he my living food. I'm his.
accepts an everlasting sign that I my best beloved am, that he is mine, that I my best beloved.
An historic recording made in 1961 of the canticle My Beloved Is Mine, with the creators, tenor Peter Pears, and the composer, Benjamin Britten, playing piano. These are rarely heard pieces, and later, in this Benjamin Britten edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll hear the fifth canticle. But now, let's sample some of Britten's other sins.
Thank you.
This is Singing Another Sins, and we just heard Julian Bream guitar playing Benjamin Britten's Nocturnal after John Dowland. Before we hear the fifth canticle of Benjamin Britten, let me give a little background. Like the first canticle with which we opened the program, Britten's fifth is also a spiritual work for voice, but in this case, not piano, but harp. And this is called The Death of Saint Narcissus. Britten had a bad heart, and his surgery of 1973 was unsuccessful in repairing it. It also resulted in the partial paralysis of his right hand, leaving him unable to play the piano. This canticle that we're about to hear is the first piece he wrote after his recovery, and since he couldn't accompany his partner, Peter Pears, he wrote something for him to sing with harp, played by Ossian Ellis, the best harpist in the land. The words he chose, The Death of Saint Narcissus, were by T.S. Eliot, which conflated the pagan story of Narcissus, who loves his reflection and drowns trying to embrace it, and that of Saint Sebastian, who in a kind of masochistic way enjoys the arrows shot into his beautiful flesh. But even the composer wasn't exactly sure of the meaning of Eliot's obscure and complex imagery. But it's beautiful music. Let's hear a modern recording of Benjamin Britten's Death of Saint Narcissus.
Shadow of this gray rock. Come in under the shadow of this gray rock, and I will show you something different from either your shadow sprawling over the sand at daybreak, or your shadow leaping behind the fire against the red rock. Red rock. I will show you his bloody cloth and limbs, and the grey shadow on his lips. You are
Danced on the hot sand until the
his white skin surrendered itself to the redness of blood and satisfied him.
We've been enjoying the fifth canticle of Benjamin Britten to celebrate his birthday on this edition of Singing and Other Sins. The tenor was Ian Bostrich and the harpist Aline Brewer. Now we'll hear that same canticle by Benjamin Britten, The Death of Saint Narcissus, with the original creators, Peter Pears tenor, and Ossian Ellis harp.
Come under the shadow of this grey rock. Come in under the shadow of this grey rock, and I will show you something different from either your shadow sprawling over the sand at daybreak, or your shadow leaping behind the fire against the red rock. Red rock. I will show you his bloody cloth and limbs, and the grey shadow on his lips.
City streets. faces, convulsive thighs and knees. So he came out under the rock. First he was sure that he had been a tree, twisting its branches among each other and tangling its roots among each other, tangling its roots among each other. Then he knew that he had been a fish with slippery white belly held tight in his own fingers, writhing, writhing, writhing in his own clutch. His ancient beauty caught fast in the pink tips of his new beauty. Then he had been caught in the woods by a drunken old man, knowing at the end the taste of his own whiteness, the horror of his own smoothness. And he felt drunken and old, drunken and old, drunken, drunken.
The fifth canticle of Benjamin Britten to celebrate his birthday on Singing and Other Sins, The Death of St. Narcissus. We heard Ossian Ellis as the harpist and Peter Piers, whose diction always amazes me, as the tenor. Now another of the sins of Benjamin Britten.
Thank you.
The opening of Benjamin Britten's Sonata for Cello and Piano. Mstislav Rostropovich was the cellist and the composer Benjamin Britten at the piano. Previous programs can be found at the archive link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Many thanks to Dennis Moore for his instrumental finds. Next week, please join me for the many beautiful songs written to the poems of William Blake. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.